actual historical St. Nicholas is an actual bishop from Myra and Lycia, which is sort of around Turkey, Asia Minor, and was well known for being holy even during his lifetime. He was present at the First Ecumenical Council and did something rather amazing, and he hit someone. Arius was a heretic who believed and taught that Jesus Christ was a created person, and he was very holy and everything, but was created, and for us that's impossible. Jesus Christ is not a creature. Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, eternally God. And in the First Ecumenical Council, Arius was kind of gaining ground because he was very eloquent. So St. Nicholas, who was a simple man, really, he just hit him and made him stop. The bishops were going to depose St. Nicholas, so they cast him out from the proceedings, and the next day they were going to depose him, defrock him, remove him from the from being a bishop. Well, the bishops had a dream where there was a vision where I believe it was the Theotokos, and I believe it was also St. John the Baptist and St. John the theologian, the writer of the Gospel of John, who appeared and said, he's one of us. So that turned the tide, because they obviously thought, well, he's blessed by God, and we can't go against what he did. They reinstated him, and that really turned the tide, and Arius, his doctrine, was defeated. And in that council, basically the first two-thirds of the creed that we say, the Nicene Creed, was created, and that has a lot to do with the nature of the two natures of Jesus Christ and saying that he is eternal. So that's what one thing he did. He's also known as a great protector of people who are travelers, sailors. He was very protective of people who were unjustly accused. There's a famous icon of him going, and or it's a painting, but there's probably icons too, of him saving prisoners from unjust execution. He was known as being very, very holy, and was really recognized as a saint basically during his lifetime and officially shortly after his death. So there's nothing about Santa Claus in him at all. Nothing at all. Santa Claus is just some sort of strange invention. Of course, Santa can be holy and Claus, Nicholas, but we have no connection to Santa Claus in our remembrance of St. Nicholas. We do have the custom of giving coins and little things to children because of a story about St. Nicholas, where one of his parishioners, someone he knew of, was a man who had three daughters, and he was very poor, and he didn't have any money for a dowry. And so he was tempted, and he was going to sell the girls into some sort of slavery because he couldn't afford them. You know, some sort of arranged marriage. I don't know if it was actually slavery or whether it was, you know, in actual name, or but it wasn't a good situation. And St. Nicholas heard about it, so when he was considering for the first girl, it would be his oldest daughter, St. Nicholas took coins and threw them through his window, somehow got him coins, and he did that for all the other ones too, so the father was able to have a dowry and not sell his children. And we've taken all the way now, we preserve that idea of St. Nicholas by giving coins, actual money usually dollars, you know, and also, you know, some candy, maybe some candy dollars or something to the children. And so that is a custom that we follow to this day, and we'll be giving coins to the children in little bags, you know, on St. Nicholas Day. Oh.